The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station.
My friends are degenerates, but I never change them. Liars, cheats, and hypocrites, not the type for saving.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
On ESPN975.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Hour number two, 713-780. ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. You can also get us on The Blitz Facebook page. Find The Blitz. Click like. There's Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at A.J. is the real. Or AJ has gout, I'm not sure which. At Aaron is blitzed, at Degenerates 975. You can text the show. You know the number for that. And get on the Twitch channel. We're down to 154 now, so we're not going to get the 300. But that's okay. You guys tried. But it's twitch.tv/ESPN975. And actually, it's a great alternative to using the app or using the stream, because you can hear it very clearly. And AJ was just telling the guys on Twitch, if you're in your car and you want to watch it that way, just put it on your Bluetooth and listen. Works really well. And first hour, we did talk sports briefly. And then we got into this thing.
Well, it is opening day.
Yeah. Are you really excited about opening day? Because I'm looking forward to watching the Astros tomorrow night. Because I think this is going to be.
Let's take a group poll here.
Okay.
Are you watching games tonight? Are you watching Yankees Nationals or what's the other game?
Dodgers.
Who are they playing? Are you watching baseball tonight?
I do know the Yankees are playing the Nationals because it's Garrett Cole against Scherzer, and I'm thinking of playing the over.
Oh.
Yeah, because I'm ballsy. I have no interest in those games.
Look at the balls on Fred.
Dodgers Giants.
There we go.
We're really sorry things got so messed up with Mr. Wallace. But no, I have no interest in these games. I will watch the Astros tomorrow, and I think my first act on day off tomorrow will be day drinking, pass out for a little bit, wake up, watch the Astros, and drink some more. It's kind of my plan.
All right.
So,
let's talk to Tony. Hello, Tony.
Tony?
Hello?
Hi.
Go Hello? Ahead. Yeah, you're on. Go.
This is your turn to talk on the radio.
Hey, what's going on, guys? Hey, long-time listener, first-time caller. I was just trying to chime in on the band concert thing that y'all were talking about earlier.
All right. Well, what do you got, Tony?
I got The Cure.
You like The Cure?
I went and watched The Cure on one of my birthdays, and I got so drunk and left early, it took me 2 hours to find my car. I don't know if I'd rather take a drill to the pee hole or watch 5 minutes of The Cure.
Yeah, I'm going to be honest. I don't like The Cure either. Not a fan. You know who else? I'll give you some more. I know Fred is like, he thinks the 80s were the bee's knees for music, and I think there were some good bands
that's not what I've said. I've said that was the best era for guitarists, okay, by far, and that I'm not going to dispute with anybody. But no, the music, especially now when I listen to some of the music, is pretty crappy.
Because some other bands I hate, I don't like Depeche Mode. You in on them?
No,
out?
No.
Tears for Fears, out.
Let It All Out. These are the things we can do without.
Yeah. New Order, out. Culture Club, all that kind
yeah.
of crap.
Oh, yeah. That's not the kind of music that interests me.
Yeah. I wasn't into any of that stuff. And The Cure, not a fan. I don't like that. Did you like NXS?
Yeah. I'm going to say didn't love them, but don't mind them.
Okay.
How's that?
All right. That's fair enough.
But I mean, that was probably, and they're probably the softest kind of music that I could get into. I mean, not that you're not in the mood for that sometimes. And on the Twitch, speaking of one hit wonder, Fred breaks out White Lion, the song Wait, and that's it. Yeah, and that was pretty much the only lyrics to the song. Wait, just a moment before our love will die. That's it. Wait. Ah. And I listen to that now and I said, God, that's so bad. You want to hear the worst song ever of theirs? There is this eminently regrettable song called When the Children Cry. And if you just want to hear something where you go, how did these guys get paid to make this song? And how did they release it as a single? And how did it become a hit? That'll tell you that maybe the 80s weren't that good.
Did the Fine Young Cannibals have it? Aaron, besides She Drives Me Crazy, what's the next rated song for Fine Young Cannibals? Did they ever make a full album, or did they just release one song?
They have two albums.
Oh, what's their set? So what? How many views on She Drives Me Crazy?
Plays on Spotify, 140 million.
Okay, that's a good number, right?
It's pretty good.
All right, what's their second best?
Good Thing at 33 million.
What's it sound like?
Yeah. Oh, okay. I would have thought that's it. So they do have two songs.
Yeah, I guess they're not a one-hit wonder.
They're a two-hit wonder.
Hold on. Wait, get to the lyrics here before I can decide.
Yeah, you've heard this.
They suck.
It's been used in, like, commercials and movies and stuff like that.
That is pretty bad.
Yeah, there's a lot of bad music in the 80s. There was some good, but a lot of bad too.
Yeah, but I mean, I think, and there were just, that was just, there were a bunch of amazing guitarists. That was the only positive. And now, frankly, no offense to modern guitarists, but they're not any good. There's a few.
But
there were dozens back then.
I'm getting a lot of pushback on Depeche Mode.
Really?
Yeah.
Somebody mentioned Black Crowes on the Twitch.
Oh, I love the Black
Crowes. The Black Crowes were amazing. You want to talk about one of the most transcendent, magical shows I've ever seen.
Yeah. I'm on Black Crowes.
And somebody did mention White Lion had a respectable cover of Radar Love. They did, but that really wasn't their song. It's actually a pretty good version of Radar Love, but that's all nullified by When the Children Cry.
Someone asked if we have any country favorites. Do you have any country music favorites?
I like Corb Lund, who's a Canadian guy we've seen a bunch of times.
Okay.
And he does kind of funny, like he's got one song, All I Want to Do Is Play Cards, and it's about poker. And the truck's stuck in the mud and stuff like that, kind of funny. And really talented dude. I think we've seen him three or four times now. Because in Canada, you can't get tickets for him. But like he comes down here, and I guess he was playing Austin City Limits one year, and then went down to some little place near Kerrville. And just did an acoustic set, and we went and saw him there, and he was fantastic. I love our boy Justin Van Zandt here in town. You guys can make fun of me. Country guy's going to make fun of me for this. I still like Garth Brooks. I think Garth Brooks has some really good songs. And then Willie, obviously.
Yeah.
But I
like that. Like, I like Waylon and Hank Jr. Like, I like old country.
But I will also say this about country. I think it's so much better live. I don't think I've seen a bad country show live. I've seen a lot of bad rock shows. I've played a lot of bad rock shows. But I don't think I've ever gone to a country concert and said, boy, that was disappointing.
Okay.
So, and I'm not as into a lot of these really popular performers now. But, like, if I'm out and about and I hear a song, it's like, okay, I like this. It's not something I'm going to go listen to. I'm not going to put it on my iTunes, but if I hear it, I was like, "Hey, you know, that's not bad." So,
there's some country guy that came out a little while ago, Chris Stapleton. I listened to some of him, and he's got pretty good songs. I listened to that Brothers Osborne because I'm friends with the I'm friends with the guys in the band. So I enjoyed listening to their music. I don't know if I didn't know the guys, I don't know if I would listen to it. But
Frodo's saying, I don't know why Fred's saying there isn't good guitar players these days. No, there are good ones. There's just not nearly as many as there were in the 80s. And it's not close. I mean, there's a handful now that you listen to. Wow, that guy's really good. But, yeah, and part of it is there's nowhere else to go, right? Like when Eddie Van Halen invented tapping and then Brad Gillis does the piano thing, Stanley Jordan, who was a jazz guy playing with both hands. There's nowhere else to go with stuff now. So you're not going to have that kind of creativity ever again. And, you know, so guys have to work within whatever framework is. There's nowhere else to go with it. Everybody in the 80s took it to places that there's nowhere else to go. And if you find somebody who can do that, great. I'll be the first one to say, great. But I guarantee you they're not doing anything that hasn't already been done. So, and yeah, you can throw your names out there, but I'll throw you out 30 guys who were better in the 80s. And I guarantee you none of you have heard Stanley Jordan. Go buy some Stanley Jordan albums if you want to hear what a great guitarist sounds like. He's a jazz dude. He's through the roof. Eric Johnson, 10 times better than anybody who's out there right now. Texas's own Eric Johnson, I might add. You've seen him, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's another one, man. His he's just so talented and so magical. His live shows, incredible. So, and I'm not saying you can't enjoy the guys you like.
I like Tom Morello.
Oh, Tom Morello's really good. Like I said,
and I like Gary Clark Jr. a lot too.
I mean, there's good. I'm not saying there's not good ones. I'm just saying none of them are going to be as good as the best ones in the 80s. And that's the only thing I'm ever going to say. Oh, it was better back in the 80s. And actually, I think music itself was better in the 60s than any decade, maybe 70s.
Jay Sager says The Cure played on board the USS George Washington at the end of our deployment. I never knew who they were. Listened for 4 minutes, smoked a cigarette, and went and watched a movie. Well, that's probably a good move.
Matthew says, I saw Red Hot Chili Peppers on that same tour in Oklahoma City. Mickey Avalon opened, got booed off the stage. They spent the whole show berating the fans for stifling his creativity and were terrible live. No encore. Haven't listened to them since. Yeah, that's the thing. They couldn't do an encore because they did an hour-long three-note jam session.
Doc on Flats, he said on Four Flats, at On Four Flats, says, I like country. I also like disrespecting old country people in the day they die. Charlie Daniels.
Ooh.
Yeah, he's the guy who was very upset that I pointed out Charlie Daniels' Ooh. Weird tweeting habits. And guess what? Once someone's dead, they don't feel disrespect. So,
yeah.
He'll be okay. Plus, Charlie Daniels. I mean, Charlie Daniels. Did Charlie Daniels have another song?
No, I don't think so.
I mean,
no.
Let's be real. Charlie Daniels had a huge hit. But did Charlie Daniels, did he have a catalog? Let's be serious here.
You know what? Lamont with a take that I wouldn't dispute too much. AC/DC, all their music sounds the same.
It does.
That's another band that.
But I do like that music.
Yeah, there's.
Gets you hyped.
See, and again, this is going to sound snobbish, but I liked Bon Scott AC/DC much better than later AC/DC.
I like Jim Brewer AC/DC.
Okay. All right. Quick break. It's the Blitz on ESPN 975.
This is the Blitz on ESPN 975. You're listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
Hey, y'all shouldn't get me started on music. I can do this all day. It's fun for me. And the one thing to point out is that everybody has different tastes.
Some people just have horrible tastes.
Well, that's okay. I mean, I respect the hell out of people who make a living playing music. Because I couldn't do it. It's one of the few things in my life that I've really put my mind to and failed at. So I respect the hell out of people who can do it. I don't understand this. 409, Counting Crows greater than Magic Crows. Come on, Fred. SMH. What the hell's a Magic Crow?
Magic Crows? Are you saying, if you think Counting Crows are better than the Black Crows, you're one of the people we're talking about with horrible, horrible taste in music.
Yeah, So we're talking about original Lynyrd Skynyrd, great Southern rock, also Molly Hatchet. But you know what? Did Molly Hatchet ever have another song besides Flirting with Disaster?
Did we find out about Charlie Daniels? What's his second song? Look this up, Aaron.
Let me go back to it.
Yeah, and then I want you to look up Molly Hatchet because I want to know what their second song was.
So Devil went down to Georgia, 90 million plays.
Okay.
Okay.
Long-haired Country Boy in second place with 28 million plays.
Hmm. Okay, that's a pretty big drop off. Let's hear some of Long-haired Country Boy to see if this sounds familiar.
Nice little riff.
Benghazi ain't going away.
People say I'm no good, crazy as a loon, 'cause I get stoned in the morning and I get drunk in the afternoon.
I'm liking that.
Sounds like your kind of guy.
Yeah. Is there a chorus to this thing?
I don't know. I'm enjoying this. Don't disrespect him. Okay.
He's shoving a lot of words into places where
there's
only room for like a couple.
That's true. All right. So now look up Molly Hatchet, because I want to know, because I mean, Flirting with Disaster was a big hit for that time. Even though he sounded like David Dalotti singing, I'm traveling down the road and I'm flirting with disaster.
And also, yeah. is it okay now to say that Charlie Daniels has super weird tweeting habits? Now, I mean, how long has it been?
2 weeks, 3 weeks?
Okay, I think it's okay now.
Yeah, listen.
I want to let everybody know, pray for the blue.
Well, he had weird tweeting habits.
Right. Pray for the blue. Remember 9/11. Benghazi ain't going away. 22 veterans commit suicide every day, and 125,000 innocent unborn babies will be murdered by abortionists around the world today.
Those are all facts, AJ. I don't know what your problem is.
Facts.
Facts, yes.
I mean, I don't know if they're facts.
No, it's a fax machine. That's what I meant. There were facts to him.
What I do know is Benghazi ain't going away.
832 is, hey, Fred, I'm 33 years old. Is it too late to learn to play the guitar? No, it never is, man. That's, that's something. And that'd be a cool thing to do if you're on lockdown. Learn how to play guitar. And there's all kinds of free instructional stuff now on YouTube where guys can teach you. And it really is an enjoyable thing. And I've kind of gotten away from it because it used to be my therapy. And my problem is, well, I have a lot of problems, by the way. Let's not pretend like this is the only thing. I just don't really want to play music unless I'm depressed, because I mean, that's kind of a therapy for me, and frankly, I haven't been depressed in so long, I haven't picked up the guitar much or done anything.
I'm pretty sure I sent you guys an article, this was probably last year sometime, that they proved that playing an instrument as you get older improves your cognitive function and kind of helps you from becoming Joe Biden.
What? Huh?
So you can still connect dots.
What? Huh? Yeah, you know what? That may be what I do on my break, is sit down and learn a bunch of new songs, and I might even record them and put them on Twitch or something. We'll see.
Did you guys see who switched jobs today? Two very famous people have switched jobs for one day only. Dr. Fauci is going to throw out the first pitch at a baseball game, and Mariano Rivera was at Trump's press conference telling people that, without a mask, mind you, telling people that it's safe to send your kids back to school. Don't worry. So they've just decided, you know what? We're going to let Dr. Fauci, since he's pitching today, let's get Mariano Rivera and make him the new head of the CDC. And I think that's a good move. For Trump, it's a good move.
Well, yeah, because he'll shut this thing down. He'll go in and close out the coronavirus.
So, not that they don't both have very important jobs, but if you had, other than like, you know, hey, I want to become Joe Rogan for a day, like, what is a second tier but still really big job you'd like to trade somebody for the day?
I don't know.
But like, to be Rogan or Howard Stern would always be your number one because you'd be the absolute best. But what's something that would be just like, oh that would be cool, but it's still not as cool as blank?
I mean, I would love to host The Price is Right. I mean, that's my real dream
job. I think
that's
still a top dream,
though. Yeah, see, I want to be...
Like, say, like, I want to switch with Wayne Brady younger? And do Let's Make a Deal for a Date. That's like a tier below of, yeah, it's a game show, but it's not as cool.
Well, yeah. I mean, I was sort of frustrated that I didn't get a call on the Press Your Luck remake that they're doing. And now, I honestly spent last night watching some episodes of Supermarket Sweep from the 80s. The clothing is so bad. I mean, it's so awful. And I part of me smiles because I know you wore some of those clothes.
Oh, I'm sure I did. I make no bones about it.
And it's not really fair because everyone who was alive in the 80s, like every adult at least, wore clothes like those people wear. And it is ridiculous. And there's a lot of like shirts tucked in super tight into like khakis with no belt. And it's stuff like that. There's big puffy shoulder pads for the ladies. Like, I don't know why anybody was like, you know what's a good idea? Puffy shoulder pads.
Oh, God.
For the ladies. And a lot of dudes wear vests.
And ladies' hair in the 80s, not...
Oh, yeah. So bad.
No, and that's what I was trying to pound back in the day. And I look back on it now, and it's like, wow, that's all I had to choose
now,
from.
Now, mind you, me as a kid who... You know, and I was born in 1980, but I wore clothes in the 90s that I'm sure 10 years from now will even seem more ridiculous than they. And it already seems ridiculous that I had like JNCO jeans that like the
and a puka shell necklace.
Yeah, the bottom of my jeans was like literally a foot and a half wide, and somehow that was a good idea, but that's. I think it's recent enough that it's not as ridiculous looking when you see it on television as seeing like puffy shoulder pads on ladies. And they all have the same hair. They all have like short, like, I don't want to say it's not poofy, but it is kind of, it's like teased.
Yeah, no, it's poofy. Yeah. And it's all hairsprayed up. Yeah.
I don't understand why they were like, oh yeah, this looks great.
It's like every chick in Dallas does their hair now.
They look like Peggy Hill.
Yeah. Yeah,
from King of the much. Hill.
Well, I make no bones about what I want to do. If I could switch, I want to narrate Ancient Aliens. Actually, I want to narrate any documentary now. So if you're a documentary guy out there, I've been listening to, no offense to any of the guys who have been doing it. I've been listening to them. I'm better than them. I would do a better job for you. And same thing goes for you, Ancient Aliens. I would be a great narrator. We are not alone. We have never been alone. I'm telling you. This is. I would love to do this. I want to make this happen. That's all. Oh,
Doc is still tweeting me. He's mad because I guess he's mad about Charlie Daniels still. But now he's saying Mariano doesn't need a mask because he's sitting 15 feet away. He's sitting right next to three other people. You dope. By the way, it's always a pet peeve for me. Guys like this Doc, who apparently don't be trash is what he says to me. Didn't get a call. Don't be trash. Like, why do you listen to this show every day? You seemingly dislike me greatly. You dislike me enough that you go to Twitter.com and berate me on a regular basis, yet you still listen to this program. You are a self-loathing person. I don't understand why people do that.
But AJ, listen.
Like me, I just said, you know what band I don't like? The Cure. Guess what I'm not going to listen to on the way home? The Cure.
Yeah, but listen.
Don't tune into Late Hits because that's all I'm going to use for pop music.
By the way, Late Hits will be filling in for us the next few days while we're out. But so that'll be fun. But some people, AJ, listen, to me, and I have a lot of people who hate on me. And you know what? I'm okay with it because some people need something in their lives. Some lives are so pathetic and so useless that they just want to tear down somebody to make themselves feel better. Feel free to do that anytime you want with me. I'm totally down with it. 214 says something, and I don't know that I disagree with him, because when you look at the total context of it, he says, I think the 90s were a better decade for music across all genres, rap music especially. Yeah, that was
the 90s rap dominates.
That was the growth of rap, right? It was the 90s. That was when grunge came out. That was when Guns N' Roses was still going really strong. I might be willing to agree with you on that, because that makes a lot. I don't know what country was.
I mean, wasn't country like Garth Brooks in the 90s?
I guess so.
And George Strait?
I guess so, yeah.
And the Dixie Chicks?
And Reba McEntire and...
Yeah. Mm. And Joe Diffie, who died of coronavirus? R.I.P. I don't want to say anything disparaging, Doc. So I'll say Joe Diffie was a very reasonable tweeter.
And your favorite, Clay Walker.
Yeah, Clay Walker. Was he in the 90s or did he start it up in the 2000s?
No, I'm pretty sure he was a 90s guy.
How about this for a famous 90s musician? Billy Ray Cyrus.
Ooh. I'm getting a lot of Billy Ray Cyrus with the hair right now, so I'd rather you not bring him up.
That could be your new look.
By the way, Kershaw just ruled out and put on IR.
The Rona?
It doesn't say.
No, it said back.
Oh, okay.
On the ticker here.
So was he scheduled to
pitch
tonight?
He was scheduled to start tonight.
So who's is going to be Walker Buehler?
No.
They're going to throw some bum and keep everybody else on schedule. But this is and now I'm an expert. I can speak on this because after one game, I saw Koo Chang Mo pitch. I said, this is the best pitcher in the world, and I was absolutely right. Can we agree on that? I called Koo Chang Mo early as the greatest.
You called him early, yeah. Yeah.
And it turns out he's the greatest. I don't think there's any arguing. He's the greatest KBO pitcher, certainly. I'm going to go out on a limb and go Walker Buehler greater than Clayton Kershaw going forward. That dude is filthy.
Dustin May is getting the start.
Okay.
St. Patrick says, I think Morgan Freeman has you beat for it. Yeah, he does, but he can't do everything. And he's going to die soon, too. Plus, you know, they're like Morgan Freeman's going to go do Ancient Aliens. Come on. Can't see that happening. Okay, who is this?
This is Achy Breaky Heart. This is Billy Ray Cyrus.
Okay. All right, we're going to take a quick break. It's the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5. This is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5
and on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And we're back on the Blitz, minus one listener.
Yep, we were just telling the Twitch crowd, but let's tell the radio crowd as well now that Doc at On Four Flats has said he did at ESPN 975. He tried to at Gal the other at David Gal and say something about me. Like that's the most petty thing is trying to get dudes in trouble with their boss. But I don't think you know how it works around here. Like it's,
yeah, that's,
you're not going to get me in trouble with my boss. But he says at ESPN 975 by Blitz, one more listener gone at AJ is the real good luck. Thank you, sir. Good luck to you as well. And anyone else who absolutely hates listening to the show and hates me in general, I mean, unless you really like Fred and you like Fred enough to warrant staying around.
Yeah, that's and you know what?
Then that's okay. But if you hate both of us, you should probably just not listen to the show.
I think it's kind of we're different enough that it'd be hard to hate both of us. Like I could see hating me or I could see hating you, but we do have different enough things that I find it hard to believe somebody would hate us both. But I don't know that anybody would love me enough to stick around if they hate you.
Yeah.
But I don't really worry about that. We'll just do the show, and if you like it, great. I mean, we're going to do what we always do. We have fun. We hope people enjoy it. If they don't, then, you know, sorry, we're not for you. And for the new guys out there, I always tell people that we're like alcohol. The first time you tried alcohol, I bet a bunch of you took a couple sips. You go, oh, my God, this sucks. What was all the buzz about? And then you tried it again, and it wasn't so bad. And now you're day drinking. And that's the Blitz in a nutshell. Chris says the Ancient Aliens narrator is pretty good, in my opinion. No, he's great, but he's also like 67 years old. I think it's time, you know, he thinks about retiring, giving it to a much, much, much younger man. Just a thought. No, I think he's really good. I think a lot of those, like the guy who did Forensic Files, his voice, he always sounded like he was scared of everything that was happening. And it was really cool.
Yeah.
The more I listen to these, I really would like to try to narrate something like that. I think it'd be fun. And I've done some, you know, I've done some kind of freelance voiceovers for a couple of oil companies where they had their videos. But I want to do a documentary. I can even help write the documentary. about that?
Do you think we're going to see this a lot in baseball this year? And this is why I told everybody don't bet on baseball, especially this year, more than any other year. Like, guys getting, I mean, Juan Soto, they find out yesterday he's got the Rona.
Yeah, 21-year-old Juan Soto, right?
Yes, he was 20 last year. And I think if you go the year, if you go back one more year, I think he was 19. But he instantly, he's, you know, now he's out for 2 weeks. So if you had a Nationals future in a 60-game season, how are you feeling about that now? Kershaw being out, I mean, probably it's a big deal because it's one of the best pitchers in baseball. If any team can afford to be without a pitcher, it's the Dodgers. Like, okay, no David Price, no Clayton Kershaw. All right, we're all right. We're going to be okay because they, for some reason, feel the need to have like 8 starting pitchers. And in this case, it's making sense. But, I mean, you're going to end up with a situation one of these times where a player catches the Rona and now he's out for 3-4 weeks. In a 3-4 week span, I mean, if you have a bad stretch, your season's over.
Yeah.
Even, well, I guess 16 teams make the playoffs.
No,
so
that's
not
that,
over.
Yeah, see, that's the thing. I think you'd still feel fine because it's 2 weeks, and at some point you have him back for the playoffs, hopefully. You'd rather the guy get it now. I'd rather Yordan Alvarez have the Rona now, and then you have him for the playoffs. And with 16 teams, you don't have to worry. Kyle Tucker's going to fill in just fine, though, AJ.
Yeah.
Rob says people who hate AJ tune in because recreational outrage is a real thing these days. I kind of think it is, right?
Well, it absolutely is.
I mean, you know, I don't get it, but some people are into that. Do you think schools should be going back? My wife's a teacher, and I'm not happy about schools opening. We talked about this a lot last week, and since then, I've talked to like my brother, who's in education, and some other people, and I think the best thing, and I know that people who want their kids out of the house don't want to hear this, I think the best thing is what a lot of places are doing, start off online for the first 3 to 6 weeks and see where we are. Because, you know, it's, although can I share some my daily positive news on the Rona, which I want to say we're the only media outlet reporting this.
Okay.
Okay. And it's real Let's simple. It. All you have to do is go to tmc.edu and you can find the numbers. This is the, today's Wednesday, Thursday. Okay. So fourth day in a row where there's been a significant drop in the number of cases versus the number of cases last week.
All right.
So it started Sunday. So Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. Yes, only half through Wednesday. So 4 days now. And yes, we had, this is greater Houston area. We had 1,968 new cases yesterday. Still too high. But this time last week, on the 15th, 2,541. So this is the third day in a row where there have been 600 fewer new cases, fourth day, than there were a week ago. So maybe it's trending downward just a little bit. Not to say, okay, don't wear your mask now. Not to say that those numbers are good. But, you know, since it really got bad, which was on June 23rd, and really last week was the worst. We had that 2,900 day.
Yeah.
This is the first time that the numbers are starting to creep down a little bit based off what it was last week. So whether or not that means anything, I don't know. But when all you're seeing is negative stuff, I'm just trying to bring a little bit of, hey, here's some good news, some good Rona news. So, oh, this is a good one from 409. If we get 300 Twitchers, Fred should grow his hair like the ancient alien guy's hair. Yeah, that George, you know, I would definitely come in and have that one day. I don't think I could do that. I could pull that look off for more than a day, but I definitely would. I definitely hated you guys in the 12 o'clock spot, but liked you at 4. No idea why.
That's interesting.
Maybe you've had a little more to drink by now. So,
who would have thought that?
And just because a lot of people are asking, if you just go to the Texas Medical Center website, you can get really good information. The other place I highly recommend is NPR. Matt Harab. Excuse me.
Look at you.
Yeah, that went down wrong.
Look at you.
It went down wrong. What?
Was that weak? Would Fred, if I did that, would Fred call it weak?
I mean, was it an actual burp?
No, that wasn't a burp. I swallowed some spit while I was talking and choked on it.
I thought it was. It sounded like he was choking for a second because I was like, "Oh God, do we need to call an ambulance?"
No, that's what it was. That wasn't a burp. Sorry, I know you want it to happen so bad, AJ. It's not going to. But Matt Harab writes for NPR. He does. He works for them. He's staying on top of this really well. And the Harris County website that I tweeted out yesterday, where you can keep up with where all the cases are. I highly recommend you pay attention to stuff like that and quit listening to the damn newspaper and everybody scaring the hell out of you. Because the numbers are right there. They'll tell you that the hospitalizations are leveling off, which also good news. Still too many. Doesn't mean that we're okay, but it's good news. And
it's the best news.
Yeah, well, A32 asks, so masks and bars being closed is helping. I think that we're starting to see the results of masks now. I still don't think bars need to be closed. I think clubs need to be closed. But
then how do you differentiate? Like, then the nightclub owners are like, what the hell?
Well, I would just say if any place with an occupancy of 100 or less can be open.
Okay.
And they have to be 50%. That's simple. And you have to wear masks like you do now. That's it. 281 says, how valid are those numbers, though? I do like the good news. It's from the TMC, Texas Medical Center website.
How valid are any numbers?
Yeah. Those are the reported new cases.
They're all made up.
And, of course, that's not as many cases there really are because a lot of people don't even report it. A lot of people don't get tested. A lot of people, it doesn't really bother that much. They have a scratchy throat, so they don't ever bother. But those are your reported cases. And those are the numbers that everybody else is reporting on. So, anyway. Somebody says, how dumb does Abbott look now that it seems a mask might be helpful when the judge wanted to do this sooner? I don't think any of them. The problem, and everybody politicized it, I'm not going to say that about Abbott because he came around.
Yeah.
And you know what?
He figured it out.
Did it take him too long? That you can certainly, you can make that judgment. But when Lena Hidalgo was trying to force it on people, I was okay with wearing them, but a $1,000 fine was ridiculous. And that's the thing that...
But did they ever give out a $1,000 fine?
No, but the police said they weren't going to enforce it, and everybody basically said, bleep you. And if they're going to do it on that, then if you just come out and said, look, we really need you to wear these masks. We're going to... if you don't wear a mask, we're going to give you a $25 ticket and give you a mask on the spot. That's it. It's like you're basically paying $25 for a mask that you would have paid $4 for, or a bandana that you could have got for $1.99 in your gas station, and did something like that. But then the problem is, you did need to have this order where businesses can't serve you if you don't have a mask, because there's still too many people who just wouldn't wear them. And now that they are, you know what? Maybe we are seeing a good thing. All right.
Hey, August 15th, Trump is going to throw out the first pitch at the Yankees game.
Really?
He's never done it.
It's going to be tremendous. It's going to be the best first pitch.
The first pitch?
Bitch.
Don't talk about
it. Nah. Hey, I like Melania. Stop it.
Charlie was saying there's a video of Trump humming one in there, like when he was, I guess, back in the day. Mm.
You know, AJ, they're going to tell me, you know, Garrett Cole, he's feeling a little under the weather. Why don't you just stay out there, see if we can get about 4 or 5 innings out of you before we have to go to the bullpen.
You know, it wasn't bad. I think if you worked on that, you could kind of nail it.
I'll put that on my to-do list while you're gone.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. When I come back, I want a
better Trump impersonation.
But there's just enough there. I think you could pull this off. All right, quick break. It's a Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on the Blitz. You know what I'm going to do next break? Well, we're going to be doing something else. But I think I'm going to do an alternate gym of the day, because since we're going to be gone for a week, I've got like five of them that haven't made the cut yet this week, and I want to get one more out there, so it'll be on Twitch. All right, let's do the Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The Gem of the Day. It's the Gem of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day.
All right, guys, this is for both of you. Let's say you want to rob a bank. In these trying times, mm-hmm. robbing a bank might make some sense.
Makes sense.
Would you have a partner? You might want somebody to drive the car.
Yeah, you need somebody.
Watch the door.
It's hard. I think it's hard to rob a bank solo.
Well, you know who you wouldn't take with you? A toddler. Authorities in Ohio are searching for a man who reportedly robbed a bank while holding a small child. And I mean small. Like, this is a year old, maybe year and a half.
Not wise, guys.
Apparently, occurred shortly after 1 p.m. on Tuesday. A white man holding a toddler walked into the building. And see, I don't know if this makes him the worst parent ever or the best. Because who's going to take a shot at you or tase you while you've got a kid in your hands?
Did he get caught?
No. He's still on the loose.
Sounds like a good
dad. Unfortunately, his face is kind of all really, they captured it on camera pretty good, as well as the babies.
Yeah, but
I'm guessing you don't have
babies all look the same.
I'm guessing you don't have facial recognition for the baby yet, but yeah. So he's still at large. It's interesting. He handed him a note, basically. The note also included a bomb threat. After he received the money, he left in a silver Cadillac. Appeared to be in his 20s or 30s, had a medium build and stood approximately 6 feet tall, was wearing a blue face mask, blue and orange hoodie, and orange Nikes. This dude's got a Cadillac and Nikes. He must be a pretty good bank robber.
Doing all right.
Investigators believe the child was about 2 years old, and they're asking for information on the case. But, yeah, if I was going to rob a bank, I think I might borrow somebody's toddler to take with me because nobody's going to shoot you, right? There's no way. They're not going to tase you because
You can't even take that risk.
Yeah, you drop the baby.
Because essentially you've got a hostage.
Yeah. This is, I'm not saying anyone should ever rob a bank, but just public service announcement. Right now, when you can wear a mask, if you take a toddler, put a mask on the toddler, might be able to get away with it. That is your Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The Gem of the Day. It's the Gem of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day.
Oh, man. Grimjow says the baby planned the whole thing.
You blame him. Blame the baby.
Yeah, well, I mean,
it was all his idea.
It probably was. I know he can't talk yet, but he probably just made some gurgling sounds, and Dad thought, that's a great idea. I'm going to rob a bank with you. Oh, boy. 713-780. ESPN, your number is 713-780-3776. If you want to get in, and we'll take some phone calls. This is a good question. Will the Hall of Fame move up in the lineup while the Blitz is gone?
I think they will, because they're pre-recording their shows now anyway. They're not doing their shows live right now, so we'll just run their shows from 7 to 9.
Cool.
Yeah. Monday and Wednesday when they do their show.
Yes.
And Braddock and Creighton will not be doing 5 hours of radio, right? They're just going to be doing...
They're not doing their show too.
So tomorrow when we're not here, are you going to have a stupid stuff for them?
Yes.
Are they going to have any...
Will it be our stupid stuff or theirs?
It'll be all of the three of ours.
Oh, okay.
All right.
I mean, I haven't put it all together yet. I might leave a little bit open on the actual session to mix down if they say anything really crazy I need to put in there.
Hmm. Okay. I'm going to guess probably not because with Astros playing tomorrow, pretty sure... Patrick's going to be very focused on the Astros and baseball.
Yeah, that's true.
So, and it's a good day for them to do it because, you know what? For those of you who are the six of you who are just crazy about baseball, all right, I'm selling you short. There's seven. Listen, that Creighton's a guy to have here tomorrow.
You know what? I'm looking at the Astros opening day roster, and I'm trying to find five starters. I'm just struggling, man. I don't know. I'm not sure that they're deep enough this year in a short season, which doesn't make sense. But like in a short season, I feel like teams that have five good pitchers are less likely to, like, giving away games four and five in that rotation. It's tough.
Well, which team are you talking about?
The Astros.
Oh, I'm not. No, I think they've got enough. They don't have another ace back there, but they got enough guys that they'll find somebody. Like, I'm not crazy about Framber, but Framber is not going to lose every game. They're going to score enough runs. He's going to have a couple good starts. I don't know what Josh James is going to be, but at some point you'll have Urquidy back, and you just keep rotating guys in there, and there will still be a trade deadline. And that's one thing that I'm curious about is, will they go out and get another arm
right
for the stretch drive, which we knew when Jeff Luhnow was here that would get done. I don't know if it's going to get done this year. That's a big question that I have. But nobody's got studs at 4 and 5. Now, I think you've got some teams, like the Dodgers are pretty good, 4 and 5. When, of course, now you've got two guys gone, so, you know, not so much. I like the Rangers 5 guys. I don't think there's a Verlander or a Grinke on there, but there's 5 solid pitchers. But I don't think – I think it's not going to be as important to have a fifth starter as it is to have a bullpen that can pitch more innings during the season. So and Jay Brown said they should have just scrapped the season. It's sports but not quality. I think the quality – I don't know. I'm not going to judge the quality until I see what it is. I think they're doing too much weird stuff, though. And if you're going to expand the playoffs to 16, okay, but this whole I get to pick who I want to play thing, that's just dumb. That it really is.
Yeah, Patrick Creighton's going to yell a lot about that when the show starts.
Oh, I know, because he is a purist. He doesn't like the runner on second base in extra innings.
No, he did about 2 segments on that.
Oh, I know. I heard it on the way home. God, I wish I could get that passionate about something other than how much Bill O'Brien sucks.
Yeah,
I really do, but that's what he's good at, man. He gets really passionate about things, and I'm like,
do you think he's really passionate, or do you think he's playing it on the radio?
Based on the fact that I have conversations with him about this stuff sometimes,
it's pretty real.
I think it's real.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't think he's being Nick Wright and playing an act, or playing a, you know, he gets on air and he becomes a persona. No, when the conversations I have with Patrick off air are pretty much the conversations he has on air. Not as loud. I do think he's louder on here. He projects more.
Yeah, there have been quite a few times where I'll say something in passing to him after the show, and then my phone will start buzzing 45 minutes later with my wife going, are you ever coming home? Or is Patrick still talking to you?
Yeah, that's the thing. I don't get to do it as much now because we're not really taking breaks, but I would go and talk to Patrick on the break, and if I were late getting back, why? That was why. Because we'd get into something. Yeah. A32 says it's been an extreme luxury to not worry about our fifth starter for a while now. It has been, but I don't think it's that big of a concern.
I mean, I think fourth starter too. I don't think you should feel good about your fourth starter right now.
Yeah, but I do feel like they will.
Like, are we talking about Josh James?
Yeah, I don't
know. Josh James sucked last year.
He was the year before. He was pretty good. I don't know. I don't know what you're going to get out of Josh James, AJ.
And you don't know what you're going to get out of Lance McCullers.
No, but I have a pretty good feeling that he's going to be fine. And
I just don't understand where that comes from, other than you want it to happen.
It comes from the fact that,
like, it's literally never happened in his career.
Yeah, and you know what? I mean, look at how many guys actually who had arm problems before that have Tommy John come back and don't have problems again. I think there's a lot of examples of that.
All right.
So, and like I said, all I've seen is the 5 innings the other night. He looked like Lance McCullers of old. So, and listen, if he's a bum, then you know what? They're still going to outscore a lot of these teams.
Yeah.
I'm more concerned about the bullpen, especially without the beater back there. All right, let's take a quick break. Civil Hits on ESPN 97.5.
Yeah, we going to do some things you can't relate.
Stay up to date with the latest innovations hitting the city of Houston by visiting innovationmap.com or follow them on any of your social media platforms. Just search Innovation Map.